end of another daily grind. And of course, the train's running late today, of all days. Looking at my watch, 7 minutes to be precise. It doesn't take much to occupy my mind as I wait. Thoughts of yesterday's very public scene. Oh, he left a taste in my mouth. A hunger that I haven't been able to satisfy since I left you breathless on that seat. I need more. I will take more from you this time. About time. Rush hour is so hectic today. I am the wolf in sheep's clothing, easing through the blank-faced, suit and tie-wearing flock, searching for the prey I crave. And that's when I catch sight of you down the carriage, standing with your back towards me, wearing a dress that accentuates your figure, your feminine curves luring me in. It cuts off just above the knees, giving me and every other admirer a glimpse of your silky, smooth legs. Those legs need to be wrapped around me. Those legs need to be slung over my fucking shoulders. I just watch you for a while, planning my ambush. You're not listening to music today. Your eyes are staring blankly at your phone, probably trying to ignore all the nameless faces around you, of which are mostly men. I wonder how many are thinking about how fucking sexy you are. If they only knew what you were doing yesterday. Too many minutes wasted. It's time for my reintroduction. And as I draw nearer, that's when the smell hits me. That aroma. Oh, my cock twitches in anticipation like muscle memory. That fucking perfume will ruin me. We really need to stop bumping into each other like this. You half turn your head and smile that innocent smile, which just makes me want to pin you against the wall and fuck your brains out right now. You know, I half expected not to see you today. I watch as you reach into your bag and discreetly extend your hand back to place something in my hands. Oh, I can't help but smile. Good girl. You remembered. Have you been wearing them today? Just a gentle nod. And you made sure to take them off just for me. We don't have much privacy today, but that's just a minor inconvenience. It just adds to the fun. My adrenaline is pumping from the potential risk. Nobody's paying attention, so I press my semi-hard dick up against your ass. There's barely any distance between us, so it's not too obvious. Can you feel that? If you're lucky, you'll get to feel even more soon. Do you know how badly I want to lift that dress up and fuck you from behind in front of all these people? This is good enough for now. Yeah. Grind back against me like a good little slut. My good little slut. The risk of getting caught makes this whole sordid scene so fucking hot. People within just a few feet of us. Oh, I can see someone keep glancing in our direction. Look to your right. Yeah, the guy with the briefcase. I think we have our first spectator. You know what? I think you love this as much as I do. He's probably imagining being in my shoes right now. Fuck, I don't blame him. But remember, you're my little toy. Fuck, look at him. He's mesmerized by what we're doing. Do you like the way he's undressing you with his eyes? Fantasizing about what he'd like to do to you. If only he knew that your pussy was fully exposed under that dress. Those adorable cheeks of yours turn a pretty shade of pink. It's a bit too late to start feeling embarrassed, but it's so very fucking sweet. No, 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 no. Don't look away. Don't. Watch him desire you while you back that ass into me. Yeah, there's a good girl. Let me just rub my hand down over your hips. Feels as good in my hand as it looks in that tight dress. You're my little slut, aren't you? I can feel how much you fucking love it. You just can't stop yourself. Your hips rocking back into me. They have a mind of their own. Look at the way you got my dick so hard on this crowded train. Are you fucking proud of yourself? Looks like I'm not the only one. Your not-so-secret admirer is covering himself with that briefcase. But he won't be the only man going home tonight. And jerking off to the thought of you. The sound of feet shuffling, announcements over the sound system. Time for the emptying of people. Our bashful spectator can't even bear to look at us as he scurries from the train. Funny, he wasn't so shy a few minutes ago. Ah, there we go. Finally, some free seats. Be a good girl and follow me. You take the window seat opposite a gray-haired man reading a newspaper. He barely even looks up to acknowledge our existence. Perfect. You know, I bet I'm nearly old enough to be your daddy. Are you going to be an extra special girl for me again today? My hand sliding down your leg, the wrinkled texture of your dress, and then, oh, one soft thigh. What's that? We can't, but sweetheart, why ever not? I don't care if there are people around us. Now don't fucking talk back to me, or I'll have to make things very obvious. Okay? Good. You don't protest as I drape your dress slightly up your legs. I just need to part those velvety, soft lips again and feel my fingers gripped by that cunt. Hand resting on the inside of your thigh, fingers one by one softly tracing against your skin. I can feel your goosebumps as you glance around nervously. He can't see anything. The tabletop is in the way. Trust me. Trust Daddy. That feeling of my hand gripping your thigh, massaging it while edging. Oh, so close to the place you need to be touched the most. The way you squirm at the sensations of pleasure, eyes widening. Do you realize how fucking hot you look right now? You're being such a good girl. Just one finger now, snaking upwards, drawing a line towards your aching cunt. Lean back a little and part your legs, baby. Daddy wants to play a game. That one finger still tracing imaginary shapes up over your pubic mound and back down the other thigh sends shivers throughout your body. Do you need it yet? Do you need me to touch your tight little pussy? Ooh, I can feel you tensing. Can you still feel how I fucked you with three fingers yesterday? Like such a good girl, you let out a tiny moan for me. Have you been thinking about yesterday? Yeah? How many more times did you come thinking about it when you got home? Remembering, feeling how the stranger on the train fingered your cunt until you gave it up. Oh, until you gave up its delicious wetness. Two fingers now, gently exploring your inner folds, sliding up and down. Oh, that slight stickiness. That's what I want. I'll tell you a secret. I've been thinking about it too. The smell of you. The smell of you on my fingers. The same fingers that etched my cock to the point of agony last night. But I saved my cum for you. Yeah. Just for you, baby girl. And you will get it today. Tell me you want it. Show me how much you want it. Another moan as I spread those lips open, teasing your entrance. If you liked my fingers inside you, just imagine what it'll feel like when I slide my dick in there. With another moan, only now does the gray-haired man pay attention. I don't know if he suspects anything, but a smile is offered and returned. I bet you never envisioned making small talk with a stranger while I probe your cunt and brush against your throbbing clit. Talking about the weather isn't the most erotic of subjects, but funny how it's more exciting and interesting when you're dipping a finger into a warm cunt right in front of someone that's completely oblivious. As our company retreats back behind his newspaper, my hand returns to my own lap. Oh. How sweet. Your eyes show such a want, a need to be fulfilled, begging and pleading with me to finish what I started, my smug smile so hard to contain. Don't worry, princess. I'm not done with you yet. Oh, I want to feel you against me. Come sit on Daddy's lap. I don't care if anyone is looking. Do as you're fucking told. Be a good girl for Daddy. Oh my God. Something about those words just set you off. I can see and feel your deepest hidden urges come to the fore. See, that wasn't so hard, was it? Good things come to good girls who obey. Slightly more obvious now to those around, we attract our fair share of glances. But at this moment, I don't fucking care. All I can think about is being inside you, feeling your pussy accept me in, and then tighten around my cock. Oh, you're rubbing against my hard bulge. You know, that's all because of you. You're such a good girl, aren't you? I'm gonna take my cock out now. Going to lower yourself onto me. Am I being clear? Good. It's all right. No one can see anything under your dress. I'm gonna hold my dick still. Just, yes. Oh. Subtlety. Passengers, train. Nothing matters. We're about to make a fucking scene. And I don't care who sees. We can deal with the consequences after. I'm gonna be gentle for now. Oh, fuck. Relax yourself around me. Just let me... Just let me ease into you. Slowly. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I don't know how long I'll last inside your tight cunt. I see you staring a few seats down along the aisle. Some middle-aged woman is staring at us, sporting a disapproving expression. But she doesn't look away either. Oh, fuck. Oh, ignore her. Ignore her. See that jealousy in her eyes. She knows just how lucky you are right now. Oh, my lucky little exhibitionist slut. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Move your hips into me. Oh, tell me how much you love it. Tell me how much you love daddy's cock buried inside you, baby girl. Fucking tell me how much you love it, you slut. You slut for daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, my baby slut. Oh, tell me how much... Tell me how much you love daddy's big, hard cock inside you. Oh, slowly out. Oh, quick thrust back in. Slowly out. Oh, quick thrust in again. Yeah, fuck. 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 Oh, God. Across from us, stands and walks away, clearly aware of what's unfolding. He's gonna miss out on one hell of a show. That leaves us almost free of prying eyes, except for a few wandering gazes. Oh, see how they're watching us. Oh, it's so fucking wrong, but fuck, it turns you on even more. Oh, keep riding my cock. Keep riding daddy's cock. Oh, yeah, my good girl. My good girl likes riding daddy's cock. Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I can feel you pulsating around me. You're so wet. Oh, fuck. Kiss me. Yeah. Kiss me. Moan into me while you slide up and down my cock. The train slows down. I have no idea where we are. Shit. I think it's best to leave. We did make a bit of a scene. Are you coming? The night's still young, and there's so much more of you I want to explore.